Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. That way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Athena Starr, who's on the show every 3 months. She's a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world teachers, in life transformational sessions and conferences for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She is a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she is available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And so, let me welcome Athena. How are you tonight?
That's great. How are you, David?
I'm doing well, too. Speaking of workshops, do you have any teleconferences coming up?
Yes, at the solstice I do. June 20th, we have one coming up on a special, and so people can get in touch with me for that. Usually 2 hours early evening, and what we do is a lot of activation energy and messages come through from the masters and the angels for the people. And it's a very powerful time. The solstice is, as you know, it's a summer solstice coming up. January
right.
20th. I'm in January.
You want to take us back to winter. No.
No. It might be next year. I'm in January 2019, I think.
Oh,
sorry,
okay. You're
late. Traveling
ahead.
A lot today. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little humor there. So good to be with you. So yes, so people can get in touch with me at by email or phone, as we can announce that as we go along.
Let's do that right now, and
okay.
We'll
right.
do it again towards the end of the show.
Right. So if they're going to email me, it's just Athena Starr, one R, Athena Starr 808. At gmail.com, athenastar808@gmail.com, because the email on my website is outdated, but my website's just athenastar.com. And the phone number direct, 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063. And I'm also offering a special for the rest of June, the rest of this month. They can have a session for either 50 or 88. Or 108 introductory sessions for people, and normally, you know, my rates are much higher, so we're offering that for first-time callers and for arranging the schedule, and that'll go till the 30th of June. So get your appointments in, because that's the specials: $50, $88, or $108 dollars, and by PayPal. And so it is. There we go. That's our specials.
Sounds good. Well, mm-hmm. Athena, would you lead us off with a meditation, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Callers, we've got 13 of you out there. We're not going to be able to get to all of you, but we'll do our best to get to as many of you as possible.
Wonderful. So everyone, take some deep breaths, about 7 deep breaths, breathing in from the diaphragm. Breathing in 7 counts, holding 7 and releasing on 7, and just tuning in to your inner self, allowing beautiful spiral of rainbow light opening up from above, from the beautiful sun, wherever you are, or moonlight, depending on where you are. And is it still daylight in Florida? For sure. So just tuning in now as we're breathing through and letting that beautiful rainbow crystal and light pour through from the etheric down to the top of your head, third eye, the throat center, through the heart, the solar plex, abdomen, and through the root center of your being into the center of the earth as a grounding cord, 1,000 feet down, and just feel the energies just starting to flow and clear and purify, realign your being. We call in the mighty I Am Presence, our own mighty I Am Presence, Alpha Omega, the great central sun, God Almighty, and all of the beautiful ascended masters, Jesus, Ananda, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, all the archangels, all the elementals, all the intertribal council of Native American chiefs that we work with, and all legions of light surrounding and enveloping each and every one, wherever they are on the earth plane, as we link in with all of our cities, our own states, our own country, and all countries and all 7 continents on the planet, expanding the spiral of rainbow light in oneness with all for the highest good of all humanity. For when we expand the energies to encompass the world, a blessing comes back to us. So we invoke and call in the mighty I Am Presence of Earth and ask for healing, purification, realigning of our being, so we may be more attuned with our own mighty I Am Presence, so we can be of greater service, greater clarity, greater wisdom, truth to ourselves and to all of humanity and all that we meet. This is June, the month of summer. As we come into the summer solstice, it's the time of really fruition, the harvesting of seeds that have been planted. So we want to really, really let go of all the old, all the past, all the regrets, all the stuff, and just open up to the new blossoming that's coming before us. Don't hold on to the old baggage, ladies and gentlemen. Not worth it. Just let it go and feel it all just dissipating into the rainbow light and into the waters of grace that purify and clear. We link in like a light socket to the divine. All things are possible. We extend this energy to all the planet, especially those that are going through earth changes and difficulties at this time, whether they're storms, tidal waves, earthquakes, volcanoes, whatever. We just extend the energies through all the legions of light to calm, purify, and realign and recalibrate all, and minimizing all earth changes coming up this year and beyond. We give thanks and gratitude in advance in the grace and come back into our own being now, into your body. Gratitude, knowing that a shift has taken place, that you are more in touch with your mighty I Am Presence, and so it is.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I've talked with some of the callers on the line, so the first few I will identify by name, and then I will identify you by area code. Are you all set to go, Athena?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Wendy is her first caller, and Wendy, you're live.
Hi. Thank you, David. Hello, Athena.
Yes. Hi, Wendy.
Bless you. I'll try to be quick. I was in a rear-end accident while the passenger in a yellow cab on March 9th, not been back to work since, keeping constant communication with my employer. And I do have an injury attorney. So my two main concerns are keeping my employment for at least another year, and hopefully I'll get a nice settlement.
Okay. Sounds good. No, it's not just sounds good. It is what I'm getting as you're speaking is a lot of justice energy coming in. Not that this was done in any way purposely. No one creates this thing, these things consciously. And so just remember that accidents happen for a higher reason. Always, there's always a higher reason for us opening up to other levels of our being and for greater awareness in our life and the lives of all others. And that's the most important thing. The employment thing, I do get a victory symbol over that, that yes, that will be protected and you have good relationship there, good harmony. And yet we know that sometimes it's hard on businesses too. But it is going to work out for both of you in the highest way. That's what I'm getting. And your angels are helping you. You've been calling on your angels, your guardians, and you're doing a good job with that. And it is going to come out in your favor is what they're saying. And as far as the settlement, justice will be served is what the words that are coming through. And remember, you know, Saint Germain is the ascended master for the violet flame, which also is the forgiveness flame, but also justice and manifesting. So remember him as you're going through that, and all your angels, Archangel Michael, the protector, and keep blessing those that were all that were involved with that as well. The whole thing, and that will serve in a great way. So this is a spiritual awakening for you, also a whole shift for you. Go ahead.
Yes, I do forgive the driver. Everybody's human,
yes,
for goodness sakes. But I'm going to be 67 next. I don't want to start drawing Social Security yet. I want to build it up. It sounds like you're giving me good news. I'm going to keep my employment at least for a year. Will I be able to hold off drawing on Social Security for more than a year?
Athena, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Getting a yes on that. It was just a delayed yes, but yes.
Okay.
You will. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you, and God bless, and thank you, David.
You too.
Okay, Wendy. Thank you. Best wishes to you, hon. Okay. All right. Yeah, it was so silent that I thought I'd lost you, Athena. Glad you're still with us. And Dionne is next, like Dionne Warwick. And boy, did I screw up her name when I talked to her. Hi, Dionne, you're live.
Hi. Don't worry, everybody does. I don't get upset about it. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay,
I appreciate you even having the show.
Thank you.
There's, you know, David, there's such a crackling in the line, but I don't think it's at my end, but can you hear that crackling?
I can't, no.
Okay. Well, maybe everyone else can't either.
The voices that are coming through, at least through my phone, are clear, including yours.
Good.
And
Good.
Yep, and Dionne.
Okay.
We
Wonderful.
Should be getting a good recording. Yep. Go
okay,
ahead, Dionne. What's your question?
Thank you for taking my call. And my question is what do you see for my love life?
Is there someone you want to ask about, or are you just open?
Well, there is somebody that, like, kind of goes in and out of my life, but I don't necessarily – I'm not waiting around for anybody. Like, I –
I got it. What state are you in, please?
I'm in Illinois.
Okay. It always helps me for an anchor to know where people are. He's like a rerun. He comes back again, like, whatever. Yeah. I feel an openness around you, but you're at a point now where you're more focused. They're saying before you weren't quite ready before, even though you felt you were before, you weren't really ready and focused on a serious partnership, but that is coming in for you this year. By or before the end of this year, is what I'm getting. You've been doing a good job with that. I feel like you have a focus, qualifications that you've listed. No, that you have a list. Who's going to qualify? No, little joke there. Hey, yeah, well, sorry, you didn't qualify. Anyways, a list in your mind or that you've written of the ideal qualities, and that's a good thing, to become one with that energy, that essence, and to know that and to do things in your home literally that show that you're preparing for that partner, whether it's clearing out your closet, making room in your closet, changing some things in your home so it's more lighter, clearing out the old, anything that's old, you know, that old part of you, and renewing. It's important to do all those things. Also, rose oil in your bath or just putting some on daily also attracts your soulmate partner. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do
okay.
do that.
Okay, good. It is important to keep doing that. But also, before you go to sleep at night, call to him, his soul. Link, do a soul linking, call to him. And in sessions, I do more deeper work with that with people to help them connect with their soul partner. Now, there are many partners. You're an old soul, so you've had many soul partners in the past. But this is a partner that you're meant to be with in this lifetime. You're aligned with them spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And some people say it's a twin flame, but, you know, they can call it what they want. It's the alignment that you're meant to be with in this lifetime. And you are going to travel together, and I see you having fun and joy and lots good sense of humor. And the hobbies, things that you like to do, is the total compatibility. It's just, it's a oneness, and that's what you've been looking for, and that's why it's been well worth waiting for, they're saying. So keep up the good work. Keep knowing that, and you'll meet him. It's at a gathering, some kind of gathering with other people. Someone will say, oh, this is so-and-so, and you'll go, oh, and you'll be very, you're dressed very pretty, and you're so, expand your social network. It doesn't mean go out to bars or discos, but just tune in and meditate on how you can expand your meeting people, professional, social network. That can be as simple as joining a theater group or going to art galleries, gatherings, or, you know, different things. Just be creative with it, but expand your network about, because you need to get out there. It's not an online thing. You're going to meet this person in person, and you're going to know that you're going to feel that connection. And it'll go very well. So it's by or before the end of the year. That's what we're getting off the top. And then I would advise a deeper session so we can help you do some more clearing and preparing for that if you wish to. Okay?
Okay. So it's not the same person that comes in or out. It's just somebody I
no.
don't know.
No. No. Someone totally new. So know that. And this is time to clear out the old and fully open to the new, they're saying. Everything
okay.
new in your life, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks,
Dion.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
Boy, you were really on a roll there, Athena. Kira is
true.
Our next caller, and Kira, you are live.
Hey, I pretty much had the same question about love. Do you
yep.
see anything
love
about love coming
air.
In? And how soon?
Love,
whatever
I know.
You tell me.
All the questions, the last 2 days of clients that I had, all of them asked on relationships, David. Isn't that incredible?
I believe that it's career and relationship are the big ones.
Yeah. Especially right now, it's like that time. It is time. It's fruition. So I feel you're not with anyone in particular either, and you've had some interactions before, relationships, but they disappointed you, right? What was your
mm-hmm.
first name again?
Shakira.
Shakira. Oh, that's pretty. I love that name, Shakira. Okay. So, like, you were disappointed. You thought it was good, but I feel like the last one, maybe last one or two. But then you saw some things in that person. Because you're very intuitive. You're also spiritually gifted. So you're opening to your gifts, by the way, on your path. So So keep following that and learning and opening up more. And we do that through, you know, people to help us do the inner healing, deeper healing, and also teachings and that. Okay, so you're very intuitive. Don't second guess yourself. Your gut always tells you their thing. You can feel things. You know people when you just can read people very well. So, mm-hmm. But when it's personal, you felt like you misread and you go, oh, I thought he was blah, 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 and I just see some disappointment in the past. Well, that's, you're coming to a completion with that in yourself, and the next partner, potential partner, will be more aligned with you, like we were just saying to that other lady, more aligned with you, because you're ready for that. You've gone through some hard knocks, they're saying. That as I'm speaking, the words are coming through, the hard knocks. But now it's time for much more harmony, because you've learned a lot and you've grown a lot through this, and that's the blessing. Don't feel that you made mistakes of the past. Let go of that. You hold on to, you feel like
yes.
You've made, right? Regret.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Throw them into the river.
Okay.
See the river? Do you ever go to the water? Do you have water near you somewhere, river or ocean or something?
Just a little duck pond around this area that I'm familiar with.
Okay. When you go there, just sit down, meditate, and just feel, just send everything that you're not wanting into that water, and just let it go into the water of grace, the ocean of grace, and just let it dissolve. Use the water as a focus point. That would be good for you. And I also can help you in private sessions, phone sessions, to go more deeply with things. But just off the top, there is a new potential coming in for you also. It's self-esteem. I want you to read on self-esteem.
Okay.
Go and play Google on YouTube about self-esteem, self-confidence, music, insights, affirmations, whatever you can. Just absorb yourself in self-esteem and self-confidence every day, even if it's a few moments at night or whatever, because that's going to pay off for you, and it's going to help you attract the greater the partner, and also in your work and everything in your life. Okay? That's what you need to work on. I'm just telling you what you need to work on. And the partner does come in. I'm getting 6 months, or about approximately 6 months. It's variable. Could be sooner. So be open to that. And I see him taking your hand and being very gentle and kind with you and loving, supportive, and you're going to be like amazed how that could be. And the reason is because you've changed yourself and you've grown and you've evolved to that point. And so like attracts like, and that's the relationships are the reflection of us. So it's beautiful what's coming. So work on yourself, and we'll talk with you again. God bless you now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
God bless, Shakira. Okay, our next caller is Mike. And Mike, you are live.
Well, thank you so much, David. Athena, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
And I'm moving to Las Vegas from California to pretty much lower the cost of living and launch a couple projects. And I just kind of wanted to get your insight on what you feel around it.
Okay. Cost of living. Oh, so Las Vegas is more expensive than California?
No, cheaper.
Okay. So you're moving to California, right, Mike?
No, from California to Las Vegas.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I thought I heard wrong. Excellent. I was going to say California is not cheaper than Nevada.
Yeah.
No way. And also for your business, you have a business, right?
I'm looking to launch two.
Yeah. Okay. Much better, as you know, not just for the tax thing, but just overall, yes, much better. And when you get there, too, are you going to be living outside of Las Vegas or right in the city?
No, I believe I'm going to be living outside. I'm just kind of winging it and going to be staying in an extended stay.
until I figure out where I'm going to work and that type of thing.
Yep.
That way I can live close to where I'm working.
Yeah, good. Because the energy there, there's a vortex there of abundance. Whether, and it's not just about the casinos, not that. That's
right.
Kind of like, no, not that. But there is an energy of abundance and activity and prosperity and all that, and that's what you're going to tap into, and you're going to do much better there. Yes, that's a very good move. And for other reasons, because, well, never mind, I'm not going to go. Because there could be a tidal wave or something coming to California or earthquake, which would be, yeah, so you're following your guidance is what I want to say to you, all right?
Yeah, yes, and
okay.
It's funny that you say that because, yeah, I've only lived here 2.5 years, and in the past 4 months, the fires were literally in Ventura in my backyard. We lost,
yeah,
like, surfboards and stuff like that. And then on my way to work, you know, there was the mudslides. And then a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, there was a 5.5 earthquake.
Yeah. So those are all signs for you, Mike. Those are signs. Don't wait for the apocalypse. Yeah. Okay. And tsunami, not to mention tsunami coming from Hawaii. That's also a very strong possibility with the earthquake over there, which is man-made, by the way, because they're messing with fracking in Hawaii.
Mm.
And you know what fracking does, right? All that said, we don't need to go into the earth changes right now, but thank you. Because you're following the guidance. You're tuning in. Also, when you get to over there, you're going to be opening up more. You're going to be more in touch with spirit. You're going to love it because you're going to be just more centered and focused. Now, Vegas is intense, but you're going to find the niches and the connections that are going to inspire you. And that's what, and it's also good that you'd be living right outside. Go to that place that's the Venetian and also the one that's the Egyptian casino. Go there just to tune in and just connect with the energetics because those architectures are very galactic kind of thing. And so go there for those reasons. Do not get involved with the casino energy. They're saying stay away from that and protect yourself through the Arcturian star fleets. And you also are connected with the Arcturian star fleets, I wanted to tell you. Do you know who they are?
I do and have experienced that.
Yeah, very much. I recognize your essence from that because I work with Mighty Arcturus every day in the Arcturian. So you have that strong, you're with them, you're with the fleet. So also out there you'll be able to hear and connect more, and that's also why they're moving you there. Like your station is moving. You got the message, but not everyone over in California are getting the message. There's some that are being tapped on the shoulder, like okay, kind of, and they're not getting it. So we just send that blessing to them to get that message. If they do, the nudge to move. Not everyone, but you know, there's some. Okay, so you're doing in the business. Yes, you're going to launch that after you're there a few months and. It's going to be a little slow at first, but then it's going to pick up, and it will be successful, that business that you're talking about. So everything's going to flow and be in synchronicity, they're saying, and that's going to be evidence that you're making the right move. That help you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, there's a little anxiety with any type of move, but, I'm looking forward to it.
Good. And remember, give us a call for a private session. We have a going on too, and there's more for you, but that's it for now. We're going to go on to the next one, and thank you, Mike, so much. It's a pleasure talking to you, and you got the phone number at the beginning, right?
I did.
Okay. Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Best wishes.
Thank you, David.
Yep, you're welcome. Okay, moving on, we have Ann, and everybody that's been on so far is still listening. That's great. And you're live.
Hello, Athena. Hi, David.
Hi there, and what state are you in?
I'm in California.
Oh.
Southern California. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good, sweetie. Go ahead. What would be your question today?
Well, I'm looking for a long-term partner, and I do know someone who also comes in and out of my life, but things didn't... packages in and out. So do you see that things will improve for me in looking for that specific, you know, particular person? Not this one, but I'm open to any person who will be a good match for the long-term partnership.
Right. Yes, and you've also progressed on that too. You have also some sadness of the past that's still lingering there within your system, so we could help you clear that and in a deeper we call Akashic soul record clearing. But what I want to say is that, let's see here, what are they saying? Yes, the partner is coming. It seems slow. Just do a releasing. Ask Archangel Michael to come in, cut the cords, and release you from that person that kept coming in, because that also brought you some emotional things, sadness. And also there's some sadness from past relationship of not having fully let go. So that's just part of the delay. However, you have a clear focus, they're saying, of the partner that you want in your life that's coming in, and that is right. That is right in alignment. I want to say September, October, strong possibility of the meeting then, by then. Could be sooner, but that's just what's coming in, September, October for you. And I want to say also to you, they're saying open up a new, start a new connection, social network for yourself. Not talking about going on online dating, but something that you would take part in, a hobby or interest that you haven't before, that you would enjoy, that where you're going to meet more professional people, interactions, and through those interactions is where you're going to be introduced to the partner. So just contemplate that, what that would be, and start doing that more active in your community. And as the person's not too far away, and I feel that they like to travel, they like to do the things you like, you enjoy, they're very compatible and smiling and just a lot of enjoyment and wonderful. So it's beautiful. So yes, that relationship is coming in for you. Just some more inner work to do and follow what we just said, and keep the vision and the knowing. Keep the faith on it. And before you go to sleep at night, call to him, and just for both of you to do any other inner work on the other planes so that you could meet physically soon as possible, and that's going to happen for you. Okay?
And so that person that comes in and out is not the right one, right?
No. Nope. Cut the cords on.
And you mentioned something about rose oil. Where do you need to put the rose oil?
Rose oil, you can put it just a little drop, like when you bathe, put a drop in your bath. Also put a drop or two under in your pillowcase so that as you're sleeping you smell the rose oil. You also could put a little drop behind each ear each day if you wish to. So the essence of rose oil, the essence of it draws true love to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, there's also an oil called Ling, the one that's coming to mind, Ling Lang. That one also helps with love as well, new partnership. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank mm-hmm. you, Athena.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Anne. Okay, Donna is our next caller. I'm just trying to disconnect with Anne. Okay, there we go. And Donna, you're live.
Thank you, Dave. And hi, Athena.
Yes, hi. What state are you calling
hi.
From?
I'm in California, the earthquake place, I guess. Oh, gosh. Hope that doesn't happen.
No, that's okay. Where are you? Are you in northern or southern?
I'm in Santa Barbara, right close to where Mike lives. That was on the phone. Yeah.
Oh,
gosh.
Well. No, it's okay. It just, you know, Okay, go ahead, sweetie. What's your question?
Okay, my question is, I got online a dating site. I'm not on there anymore because someone intercepted and put their picture in their email, so I got off. But I did speak to one guy named, a man named Neil. He lives in my town, but he was going on vacation the following day to Europe, and he came back 2 days ago, and I wanted to know, will I hear from him or no, or is there someone else coming into my life if it's not him, or what are you picking up on my love life, please?
Okay. What did you say that person's name was?
Neil.
And you said, is he one of the coming in and out of your life too?
No. We just spoke. I was on an internet dating site, and he answered my ad. We spoke on the phone. Seemed like we got along on the phone. And then next day he was going to Europe, and he's been back for 2 days now. I haven't heard from him, so I didn't know if something was going to happen between him and I or no, or, you know.
Okay. That's the thing with online dating is they're here today, gone,
yeah.
Gone tomorrow. Virtual romance. No, just teasing you. But sometimes
all
it
right.
is like that. There is a large percentage of people that are on, that are just, they're not serious. They're virtual junkies. Right, David?
I had myself muted. Right. You are right. I have been scammed by somebody in a situation like that years ago. And I have a dear friend who was scammed by a con man online. Yeah.
Scary.
And then you may never meet them, or they say they're going to, whatever, and then all of a sudden they disappear, and you're like, I've been talking to this person for 3 months, and all of a sudden, and you don't know what happened. It's because they're virtual, universal, whatever. That's their thing, and that they get high off of it or something, and so there's a certain percentage of them, so be careful of that. Not saying Neil is. I'm going to just tune in on him for a minute here.
Okay.
Yeah, he did go away. That was correct. He did go away on that trip. And he had other interactions and, you know, friends and all that. I feel like he has more than one interest right now, romantically. Not serious, but he does have other romantic interests, the guides are saying. So be careful on that one. Be cautious. Be careful. And if you're looking for a partner that's, you know, committed and all that, he has some issues. He has some issues. They all do. So be careful, because you need to be very selective. Do more probing with that, more talking with him to test it out, and you'll get the answers. They're saying they'll help you with the answers. If you ask your guides, Archangel Michael, especially the protector, when you're trying to tune in on that or whatever, ask them to help you specifically get to the bottom of, is this person the highest for me? Do they have the integrity? I don't want to waste my time anymore. I'm serious about my partnership. Ask them so that when you're interacting with them, they will help you see things more clearly. It's up to you. You see them. If it's pointed out to you, if the signs are there, if you feel it in your gut, then that's up to you. Because once you get emotionally entangled with people, and especially if you get more, if you're intimate and have the sexual connection, then it's harder to, takes longer to cut the cords and release the energy.
It just does.
So you don't want to do, I get that you don't want to do that. So, Neil, potential, but let's see here. Oh, and within 3 months, you will be with a partner that is a long-term potential, they're saying. You're on the right track. You're doing the right things. I'm not sure he's the one, but within 3 months, Spirit is saying right now, this is coming from Michael, you are going to meet the potential person. So be open to that. Leave no stone unturned. But also, I want to say to you also, expand your communications with people in real time, in your community, in your social life, in your creative life, the arts, whatever. I mean, join something that you haven't joined before where you can meet more professionals. It can even be a club, a professional club or whatever, not just a gym. And just think about that and do that. Do it. And open up your circuit that way as well. Okay? meetings with people and even spiritual, you know, gatherings, whatever that would be for you, maybe even a spiritual conference you'll go to where you're, but I see you interacting with some type of group thing, and through that, you're going to meet that person. So follow that through, all right? Call me if you wish to for private, because there's more for you, and I'm so thankful that you called in tonight. God bless.
God bless you, and thank you, and I will call you at some point as soon as I get
okay.
a little more
Bye-bye.
Money. Thank you very much.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Take care, Donna.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, sorry to cut you off, Donna. We have Ellen, and then I'm going to area codes. Ellen, you are live.
Thank you, David. Hello, Athena.
Hi there. Yep.
I'm calling from New York. I'm calling from New York, and I guess I have a career question. I'm becoming more and more dissatisfied in my position, and I really would like to move on as soon as I can. Do you see a career change, a job move in the very near future, or do you pick up any kind of information regarding a job change?
What is the type of work you're doing right now, please?
Development for a nonprofit.
Development for a nonprofit. Okay. Yeah, and you do very well at that. They're very lucky to have you because you're very efficient and you go beyond the call is what I get. Whenever you do, you're that type of person. Your upbringing, you always do more than is asked of you. Okay. yes, you should be. If you're putting out the feelers and the connections, did you polish up your resume recently?
Yes.
Good. Okay. There's something else you're supposed to send your resume to and you haven't. Do you know what that would be?
No.
Okay, hold on. You're handing it to someone. Okay, what are they showing us here? Oh, okay. There's some connection where you're going to be handing it to someone because someone told you there's an opportunity coming up, and so you should do that. You shouldn't hold back on it. That's what they're showing me the picture of, and this is future time, but it's not that far off. It's through the summer. It could be within 30 days. I want to say it's within 30 days. It's not far off. Keep your vision clear, focused. What you want to do now is right now step through the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And feel what that's like in your new outfit that represents your new career position that you're already in it. Move into it. Feel it, what it's like. Connection, how wonderful. It's a sense of freedom, but also a step up where it's long-term, it's more stabilized, but it's also more progressive, more opportunities, more respect and honoring mm-hmm. of you and who you are. I see the people smiling, welcoming you, and you're in your new outfit. What you want to do is engage with the knowingness that you're already in that. That helps you, that'll help you expedite everything. Do you understand?
Yes, and I like the words that you chose to describe the new place.
You want to do that every day. When you do your inner meditation or prayers at night and in the morning, you can do it both times, but especially at night before you go to sleep, and go do the same thing. Just feel it. Be in that space and that knowingness. That's going to help it move along more quickly because you're already progressed with the whole thing. You've got everything set. It is manifesting, and I see you handing someone your paperwork, and it's because it's the right being in the right place at the right time, the right connections. I'm always in the right place at the right time with
yeah.
the right connections. There you go. There's your affirmation. Say that 50 million times a day, and you'll have it made. And a little joke there. So I feel it's within 30 days. It could be a little more, but it's through the summer. Be patient, but the right thing is, it's your guides, everything, they're guiding you along. It is happening because also you're meant to do that work, and it's going to help a lot of people, and it'll lead to other things as well. So the next doorway is beautiful, and it's going to help in the global community. So keep up the good work, and call us so we can tune in more for you. It's a pleasure. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Athena, and thank you, David. I hope to take you up on your offer that that David announced earlier in the show. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Ellen. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, area code 816, we're coming to you. You're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
And what state are you calling from?
Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Kansas, the rainbow. And Dorothy, yes. Okay. Go ahead. What is your question?
I just, like, as of today, actually, I reconnected communication-wise with somebody that I dated casually a few months ago, and I just wanted to know if we were going to, I guess, start dating again, or, like, what you see happening from this point.
Okay. What's the first name?
Kirk.
A few months ago, you've seen him since then, I assume, right? You've talked to him?
No, because we stopped dating a couple months ago, but we only dated for about a month.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Like a distraction came. Mm-hmm. He still thinks about you. You haven't talked to him since. Okay. That's good that you've kind of stayed in your own space.
Yeah, but we're talking. We started talking again today.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, because when you said you haven't since a month ago, I almost felt like there was some, okay, thank you for that.
I was saying that we haven't talked for about a month, and then we started talking again today.
Okay. So that what I wanted to say, he has been thinking of you, thinks of you off and on. Feels like there's still more there, and that's, you just confirmed that because you talked to him today. There is potential there for long term. It's a slow start, they're saying, just because it needs to be, and also you, on a soul level, you're looking for a strong partner long term, and you want it to be clear, and you don't want any wishy-washiness, right?
Right.
You're at that point, and you're very...
Yes.
You have that quality about you that you stick to what you saying, what you're focused on and all of that, and that's good. It's very good qualities that you have. So he knows that intuitively or within himself. So I do feel he's returning to you he never went away fully, but he's returning because he had been thinking of you, and he did he likes a lot about you. He does want to pursue more connection with you. Take it one step at a time. Let it unfold. Don't push. Because like everyone else, he's been through some things where he was, he holds back from commitment. From, you know, relationships and all that. But now he's ready to move forward more, they're saying. And you'll see that. But let him keep pursuing you. Do you understand?
Okay.
Don't let him keep coming to you closer and closer, and don't push him. Let him pursue you. That's very important. He respects you. He likes a lot about you. And I see him drawing nearer and nearer. So he is a potential long term. See, that's a good thing. That's good, because everyone listening on here thinks, oh, good, there's hope for me too. So, yes, So keep, you know, continue with that. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, as they say. Keep the doors open. Keep yourself, you know, keep open and independent and strong like you are. But let him continue to come closer to you. And I see roses. I see roses. It's like, does he give you roses? Did he ever give you roses?
No, he didn't.
Hmm. Something about roses and a rose. Giving you a rose, or he's going to, or he, something with the rose. So it, just be aware of that and watch for that, okay?
Okay. That sounds great, because whenever we were dating, things were going, I mean, he was a gentleman, and things were going really good, and I don't know if we got too comfortable too quick, but
yeah,
I'm
scared.
Still, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I see.
He got scared. That's what happened. So let him, you know, come closer to you, pursue you, and let him come into, you know, just let him slowly see who you are. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of losing him. But just let him come to you. Like the little, like someone told me one time, let the little kitten keep coming to the little bowl of milk to, as a, you know, and then more and more and more they get adjusted to that and they keep coming and then they're not afraid anymore.
Okay. I understand.
That's cute. That's a cute vision, right?
Yeah, I totally get it.
Okay, and I'll look forward to talking to you again. Have a great
Thank
night.
You. Same to you.
Thanks for calling, Jessica.
Thank you.
God bless.
Same
All
to
right.
You.
Thank you. We're getting near the end of the hour. Let's give out your contact information again, Athena, for people that tuned in after we'd given it out before. And
okay.
Then do you think we can handle, well, we'll take one more caller, and if it's short, we'll take two.
Okay, and yes, and those that didn't get a chance, if they call, they could also, I could do a short free one for people that don't have time tonight, but also, as I said, that we have a very good special. The specials are for sessions through now through the rest of June, 50, 88, or 108 for sessions, or longer if you wanted to do that. But those are wonderful opening specials that I do. We do bring through the guidance. We also do energy work, Akashic record, past life clearing, realignment of your cellular self, and just overall healing through the ascended masters and the angels that I work with, that we work with. And AthenaStar, 1R, 808 at gmail.com. AthenaStar, 808 at gmail.com. Directly, 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. And I'm on the East Coast time. And my website, AthenaStar.com. But use that email I just gave. That's a better one for contact. We also have a great teleconference coming up for the solstice. Summer Solstice will send you information on that. We have regular conferences each month and lots of fun things that we do. So give us a call and we'll be happy to work with you anytime. And people that work with me, it's progressive and they every month and they notice the shifts and changes and it keeps getting spiraling and they open up more on their path and their gifts as well. Thank you so much. And so we have time for another one or two sessions. Readings, sir.
Okay. Let's see. I see some people have been hanging up and calling back in. That doesn't get you farther up the queue. The radio station remembers where you were at before, so just wanted to let you know that. We're coming to area code 704, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hello, my name is Brittany.
Brittany, did you say?
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi. I would just like to do a reading on my love life, you know, just general, whatever you see.
Okay. And if people are calling and if they can't get through, I just wanted to say they can also text me. Just text me at 808-258-1063, and I will text you back because sometimes my call log is full, and so texting is a good thing to do, and I will text back. Okay? I'm sorry, Brittany, what was your state that you're – where are you located, please?
South Carolina.
Okay. Okay. And your question is, I'm sorry, I got distracted by something.
Whatever you see on my love life, what do you see coming up for me?
Okay. Well, someone in your energy field that feels very close, if you haven't met them yet, and I see them really good sense of humor and smiling and fun-loving and just a gentle person, very kind, close to you. So I feel like if you haven't met him yet, you're going to meet him soon. Do you know who I might be describing?
I'm not sure. You say he's in my energy? And he's so
yeah. When someone's in the energy field or close to it, it means either you've met the person or you're going to meet them soon. Or they're
okay.
interested in you and you don't know it yet.
Okay.
That's what that means. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So since you asked about it, you're very easy to, you're open and you're easy to read right now. So that's what I'm seeing and that's what they're showing us. And very nice compatibility, like a figure eight energy, which means infinity and soulmate connection. And so you will be, it's close. Within this summer for sure, coming up. So do you get out to meet people and that kind of thing? Do you make a habit of going out where you can interact and meet new people?
I mean, I'm not here and there, you know. What's going to happen is going to happen, you know. I'm not in a rush.
No rush. No, you don't have to go looking, but do you go out? You got to go out or else you're not going to meet the person. That's what they're saying. And we're not saying
okay.
bars and stuff. They're just saying you have a narrow... See, that's what happens sometimes nowadays. People have small circles. They do things at home. They're on the internet. They go to work. They have their families, but they keep in a small circle. And sometimes when you're single, rather than online dating, you need to figure out to expand your network, your social network. So you're one of those also. So think about that, what you could do to do that. And they're not saying to go bar hopping or anything like that. That's not how it's going to happen, but.
We've lost Brittany.
Okay.
And
that's
I think what is happening is the calls have been dropped because there were so many different callers that
okay.
had called back. And so I think we're having a problem with Blog Talk with calls getting dropped. And my apologies to callers if that has been your experience.
Not only that, I've had trouble with my phones all day. And some other people, too. There's something going on. There's some hacking going on or something, David. Not sure what it is, but that's happening. Over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a real problem with the studio last week. I don't want to get into it, but, yeah, things are going on. So, at any rate, I think...
Yeah, it's all over. Yep, so...
This is a good place to wrap things up, and Athena has graciously offered to give a free brief reading to you, but think in terms of the specials that she's offering, because you don't get very much in 5 minutes, and there's a lot of substance that she can offer to you, and you have her contact information, so that's great. And Athena? I'm going to call you back in just a minute to book you for the next show, okay?
Okay, wonderful. It's a pleasure, David.
All right, well,
always bless you and your family.
Thank you. You too. And thank you for being on the show tonight. So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.